the sounds of Pittsburgh, the site of the G20 summit meeting. And today that summit meeting continues. The G20 summit is underway in the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Leaders from the 20 of the world's largest economic powers and protesters, the voices of whom you're hearing right there. Joining us now to talk about who it is that are in these crowds of protesters, and there are also crowds of media as well in this media zoo in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Mackenzie Carpenter joins us now, reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You are at the convention center in Pittsburgh, right, Mackenzie?
Well, I'm actually at a staging area, a media staging area about a mile from the convention center. There are throngs of international journalists speaking all languages surrounding me, waiting for their bags, their laptops, their camera equipment to get swept. It's such heavy security, I just can't even believe it.
And Sharon Black joins us. She's with the Bail Out the People movement. It's a group advocating for jobs for all. And you are at a tent city for some of the protesters. Who do you represent this morning, Sharon?
Yes, I am. There's about 150 people who've gathered here. They've been camping out all week. We're here to really revive Dr. King's dream of a job as a right for all. There's a broad cross-section of people, young people who've come who are angry about the system and what it's been doing to people. We have unemployed people, jobless people, you know, people from all walks of life who've come out to show solidarity for the unemployed and the underemployed.
Now, the weather has been decent there in Pittsburgh, but I'm wondering if you talk amongst yourselves about how to have an actual national or even global impact with your protest, given all the security, given the fact that the headlines are all with these world leaders and that the world leaders, the helicopters pass right over your tent city.
The helicopters sure are passing right over our tent city, and that's been a major concern in terms of any type of police violence or some kind of raid on our camp. We have young children here, so that's been a major concern. But I think that we're elated that our message of, you know, the need for a job for all, for a real jobs program, has been heard in terms of getting it out to start the movement. This is just an embryo of a movement modeled on Dr. King's dream, and we intend to take this not just the step here, but beyond this for a nationwide movement to win jobs, you know, to
right.
Stop the closures, et cetera.
Well, she's a nurse from Baltimore, Maryland. Her name is Sharon Black. She's with the Bail Out the People movement, talking to us from a tent city in Pittsburgh, the site of the G20 summit. Mackenzie Carpenter, reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Now, I imagine you have a number of reporters deployed on this story. As a newspaper, how do you decide the balance between covering the protesters and covering what's going on at the summit? On the one hand, the summit is very symbolic. On the other hand, the protesters are real people. How do you make those calculations?
Well, you look at today's front page, and we have a banner headline, a welcome, rousing and rowdy, which is at the top of the paper. And then at the bottom of the paper, there are two stories. One is protesters clash with police throughout the day and night, and the other is about Timothy Geithner predicting a broad agreement at the summit. So we are trying to be as fair to both sides of this equation as possible. I should say that the message of the protesters has been somewhat diffused, in part because last night's confrontations, a lot of them took place near the University of Pittsburgh. And a lot of the protesters, in fact, seemed to be Pitt students. Some of them were yelling, "Go Pitt!" So while there were certainly many folks here from out of town trying to call attention to very important messages, as Sharon has said, there also was an element of kids seeing an opportunity to just get in the streets. I will also add one thing, though. Our reporters were roughed up pretty badly last night. A couple of times, police just singled out some of our journalists and went after them with pepper spray, even though they were doing everything they were told to do. And so there was some sense. I talked to some of the reporters who were on the scene last night in Oakland, which is the part of Pittsburgh where the University of Pittsburgh is located, who said that the police, it seemed, almost forced these confrontations when they really didn't have to happen. And you know, there was a sense that perhaps there was some overkill in that regard.
So, Sharon, you know, this whole media zoo calls up the question of who, as a protester, who is your audience? We have these leaders who are going out of their way to make sure they're avoiding contact with the protesters, and they're focusing on the work that they're doing, the speeches that they're giving at the G20 summit. Are you actually trying to reach them with your message, or are you really, are these protests really to reach the national audience through the media outlets?
Well, it's both. It's both, and it's also this. We have won over a large section of the community in Pittsburgh itself. There have been scores and scores of folks who have stopped by and donated water, have picked up our literature, have gotten involved, and we feel very strongly there'll be a Bail Out the People movement chapter right here in Pittsburgh. So, you know, it's like one step, as I said before. I want to agree with what the last reporter talked about. We've gotten the same reports from young people who've come back, who've been tear gassed, who've been brutalized, and it's really been the police that have provoked and been the aggressors. At least these are the reports that we're getting.
Well, Sharon, respond to one thing. I mean, I don't know if it means a lot to unemployed people in a tent city in Pittsburgh, but the idea that the G20 leaders are calling for a unified policy to restrict the pay of bankers, does that seem as though maybe some of your message is getting through?
Well, we don't think that goes far enough. I mean, I'll tell you very briefly what we're for a real jobs program that directly provides meaningful work to the jobless at union wages, you know, similar to the Works Progress Administration.
And you'll be marching on that at noon today, right? Right after you have your breakfast. And good luck at the march. Freedom Corner. All right. Sharon Black is with the Bailout the People movement, one of the protest groups at the G20 summit in Pittsburgh. And Mackenzie Carpenter is a reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Steer clear of the tear gas, Mackenzie. Thanks so much. And now, if you're coming up, if you're gay, how young is too young to come out? A discussion with people who face that choice.
The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.